stolen. You will not find stillness and consciousness when you're constantly identifying with the mental noise from within your unconscious mind. The mind should actually be a tool and not a tyrant. In a state of unconsciousness, you become a victim of compulsive thoughts. In order to gain relief from these thoughts, some people turn to substances such as alcohol, drugs, or sex, because these tend to lessen the mind activity. One of the more typical conditioned patterns is when people think they will be okay when they achieve a certain thing or are free of certain things. This is a false salvation, because thoughts are actually not you. Again, thoughts are actually not you. Don't take your thoughts so seriously. If you view the mental noise as being real, you may feel like acting on those thoughts. This will create a lot of pain for you and for others. Key thought patterns of the dysfunctional state. Intelligence, in the conventional sense, is not really connected to consciousness. Many smart, well-educated people live unconsciously, as they identify only with their minds. Old thoughts, emotions, reactions, and behaviors will be acted out again and again when living in an unconscious state. Not living in the here and now creates many dysfunctional mind patterns. Always wanting to be somewhere else means life will lack vibrancy and wonder. Identifying only with your mind means you'll either live through a memory, which is the past, or anticipation, which is the future. And in this way, you're really trapped. This will create negativity, as there is a denial of the present. Realize that both the past and the future are mind-made illusions. Not living in the now can cause fear, anxiety, and a lot of stress. Focusing on the past usually brings regrets, sadness, and non-forgiveness. Some destructive patterns which are created by living in the past or in the future are worrying about what might go wrong and visualizing worst-case scenarios. Not doing things you should do now because you're thinking about what you must be doing in the future. Having fear, discontent, or anger drive your need to become someone while pursuing your goals. Complaining about other people, your surroundings, life situations, or even the weather. This complaining always means that you're not accepting the present. Imagining that fulfillment and freedom depend on something specific to happen. Ask yourself these questions to figure out how any dysfunctional patterns actually play out inside of your mind. Do you think fulfillment is always just out of reach, or something that is limited to pleasure like sex, drugs, alcohol, or food, all of which are short-lived? Do you focus on always achieving or attaining something new? Does your happiness or feeling of self-worth come mostly from material things? You need a woman or a man to give your life true meaning? Are you always thinking and working for the future so that your present is just a way of actually getting there? Are you very stressed? This is because you are here, but you really prefer to be elsewhere in the future. Is there little or even no joy in your life? Are you waiting to begin living? The ego. When in the unconscious state, it's the ego that you think is the self. It's a mental view of your actual identity. It's who you are according to social and personal conditioning. Your ego sustains itself with its continual mind activity. The ego lives vastly in the past or the future. It relies on past events to give it identity, and hurls itself into the future time to guarantee its survival and find some fulfillment or relief. The ego may seem to concentrate on the now, but it really doesn't. It views the present moment through the past, or as a way to get to the future. It's not really here in this